Well, this is Black Friday, pretty much right across North America, if not around the world. And for some, getting that Black Friday deal is more like a sport, trying to be the first, get the best deal. 680's Irene Preckler reports. One expert says for some shoppers, it's the competition that is the motivation.
For some, it's like the countdown to a race.
Three, two.
The race to great bargains, that is. Lawrence Ashworth is an associate marketing professor at Queen's University. He says some people get a rush when they see the difference between a regular price and the sale price. Then there's always the group mentality.
With Black Friday sales, for example, the thing that you're observing is lots of people lining up. If lots of people are doing it, it must be good. We're very susceptible to that kind of influence.
While there are good deals out there, Ashworth says it's only a deal if you spend within your limit and you get what you need. Irene Preckler, 680 News.
A touch-free phone for the disabled. ABC's Daniela Bellotta has the story.
It's called the Sesame Phone, and it was designed by Oded Ben-Dov, a software engineer who began his career designing apps, but says he got the idea after speaking with a quadriplegic man who said he just wanted to be able to use a smartphone on his own.
I found a new calling, something meaningful to do with the skills I had.
Right out of the box, the Sesame Phone is completely touch-free. It works by combining voice control and head-tracking technologies to navigate the screen.
To open the phone, you just say, open Sesame, and it opens up.
The phone is actually a customized Google Nexus 5, which can track a user's movements through its front-facing camera. To open an app, for example, just rest the cursor over the object.
And after a second, a click is made.
The Sesame Phone can be pre-ordered on Indiegogo and runs about $900.
People we meet are very inspirational, and for them, our solution is very inspirational.
With Tech Trends, I'm Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.